comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Once again, and welcome to the Spirits Work Show, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Mick Avery. Hello.
We are mediums and authors who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education, and on this show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you facts about the nature of your existence direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we'll be continuing with our discussion about healing. And if you'd like to join us, the phone lines will be open. The number to call is 877-876-5227. That's in the US. And Canada is 888-815-9756. And they are toll-free. And there's an international number for anybody out there who's, it should be the evening time now in the UK. I believe it's around about 9 p.m. at night. The international call isn't free, but it's not too expensive because it's only a short call, obviously. So anyway, the number is 001-530-876-3222. And do contact us if you'd like to ask a question about healing, or it's not personal readings, this show. Just remember that. Anything that you would like to know about the healing subject. There we are.
That's you then, is it? Thank you. Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery, as well as Spirits Work here on the wonderful and ever-present bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST. We have another radio show, and that's called Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you want to know more about us, our books, CDs, book and Akashic reading, or any of the other services that we have to offer, which go to all different kinds of things, geophysical stress, surveys, all different kinds of things. We suggest, anyway, that you go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, and we're also at spiritsworkradio.com. As regular listeners will know, every week, live on the show, I channel an enlightened spirit person called Gregory Hay. He is the main spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits who are called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s. Actually, he was born in 1705 in England. And now he's come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth plane. Don't forget that he carries on creating and learning just like everyone else does in the spirit world. Anyway, this is about all I ever have time to say, because we get right down to the substance of the show, which is spirit, and there never seems to be enough time. So without any further words from me, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie and prepare to go into the trance state. Do have a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mick. Gregory Hay is a spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, who consist of scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people. They are an educational team and have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move towards a more harmonious and peaceful way of life, to understand the nature of our existence and hopefully save our world from the negative spiral we seem to be caught in. When Mick is in trance, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the White Cloud Group, so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Gregory Hay. And this means there's no room for errors because interpretation doesn't come into it. As Mick said, you can find out more about us from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And the other thing is, if you have a show suggestion, something that you think a topic of interest, that you think you would like us to discuss one week, then do send us an email on enq@spirit-teaching.com. And once again, if you have a question for Gregory regarding our show topic of healing tonight, the number to call is 877-876-5227 in the USA, Canada, 888-815-9756. And the direct line from the international call is 001-530-876-3222. So, hello, Gregory.
With love and light, dear friends, may blessings be upon your pathway.
Thank you. Well, this has been quite a session, the healing week that we've had. It seems to be never-ending, and each week we seem to end up with more questions than we started with.
Yes,
fascinating.
Quite so. Yes. Well, so would you like to step straight into it?
Absolutely.
And ask away, friends?
Yes. I'd like for you to speak more about the importance of drinking purified water.
Oh, yes. Yes, very well. I understand that, of course, that there may be some trepidation about this. Now, the situation is, my friends, is that if each and every one of you drinks purified water through a carbon filter, then you are going to know that whatever comes out of your tap is going into your body as a pure state as you can bring about. You are going to emit, cross out, and take away all of the chlorine, all of the any other of the extensive range of minerals and chemicals that water companies place into it. Even if you have water which comes from a spring, the point of this is that you would still filter that as well. The reason why is because even water that comes out of a spring is subject to the filtration through various rock layers as to whether that water, as it has dropped from the sky, has actually been contaminated or not as it passes through the land. So you may actually be drinking, of course, water that, although may look pure, and I'm not saying it's not pure, but really what I'm saying is, in order to be rid of most of the aggregate chemicals or that kind of thing, it is most definitely much better if you can actually purify it. Then you are knowing that if you are going to be taking part in healing or just living your life, you are going to produce the best possible input for life. And the best thing that you can drink is water, because it's the purest thing that you can have, and it's part of what your makeup is. So as you want to keep adding to it, you want to cleanse your body. You wouldn't want to put some liquid in there which is not as clean and not as beautiful as you would want to respect your beautiful body. Now, even for those who feel that they have ugly bodies, the point is you need to take steps to reappraise your mind, to understand that from your mental image that you have of your physical state, that what you see and observe is an evidence of your lifestyle, of how you have lived. I understand, of course, as well, that there are those people who perhaps have pituitary gland problems and that kind of thing. Well, and we understand that people suffer from various illnesses, and sometimes people perhaps bring about a great deal of irreverence about their physical body because they have lost respect for it. What I'm saying, really, is that in all aspects of healing, whether you are bringing healing to someone else, or whether you, as a physical being, just a normal, simple physical being, want to have a happy life, then what you need to do is to drink only clarified water. Because in that way, and I'm not talking about water that you get out of a bottle necessarily either, that doesn't mean to say that it's actually been treated in the same way that you would that I'm proposing that you treat your own water that you drink.
Yes, and I usually filter our water and then pour it into the empty bottles
yes.
that I keep.
Yes, quite so.
Of empty bottles of water that I've bought previously
yes.
when I've been out and about.
Yes, quite so.
Yes,
and that's
idea.
A really good thing to do, to actually filter the water. If you're going to go out, filter the water first and take it out with you.
Mm. Well, it's expensive as well. And then
absolutely.
What do you buy? Sometimes you don't know what you're buying anyway.
No, and for the large part of it, my friend, I have to say that manufactured still water or sparkling water that's supposed to be good for you or whatever is just purely straight out the tap.
Yes, I'm not surprised at that.
Yes.
Well, what about, we always suggest when we work that people have water, drink a lot of water
yes.
when they work with spirit.
Yes.
Can you talk a little more about that?
Of course, yes. Drinking water when you are working with spirit is to cleanse the inner shell. That's what you are doing. So, my friends, if you are a reader, shall we say, and you are doing clairvoyant readings or something like that, it's usually best to have a cup of water with you and you take sips between readings. The reason for this is because you are cleansing your physical body and at the same time mentally you have a picture and an image as you are drinking your water that you're actually cleansing your spirit aura as well, which in effect takes place purely because you've put the thought out there. Remember, friends, that thoughts are living things. Beautiful thoughts as well as ugly ones. If you think in terms of when you have done a reading for someone or an interaction in healing or whatever, if you think that when you take a sip of water, that mentally you are also cleansing your spirit, or your auric field of your spirit, then that is something that you are actually doing because you've put the thought with it. And it becomes a situation in synergy with your physical state and with your spirit state.
That's interesting because we talked about aura cleansing last week. But what about what's the word I'm trying to think of? I can't say it. Physiologically, your body needs the water when you work with spirit, that you do get depleted in water right?
Oh, yes.
from using energy.
Spirit energy.
Spirit energy.
Yes. And that's not to say that spirit energy is taking from you. However, because usually when spirit work, they actually borrow the energy. They don't take it from you. And they try to give most of it back at the time when you have finished. But usually you will feel slightly depleted or off-center, shall we say, quite simply because very often when spirit leave you, this is, of course, depending upon the way in which you work and the way that you have been developed in your specific psychic gifts or your gifts of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And notice, please, that I use them not in the same breath, but I call them different things on purpose because they are different. So the situation is then that when you are taking in water and you are perhaps just done a reading and then you are feeling perhaps a little off-center, drinking the water helps you to realign yourself. As I say, you are cleansing your spirit and your physical state at the same time by mentally respecting the water that you drink. It's not a mind game. It's a fact. And what you are doing is you are placing your energy and your physical state in total and purest alignment with that which you are and that which you wish to be. This is a situation in synergy of respect to the spirit world, and respect to your own physical world. You're respecting your physical body by washing it within.
What about energy? Let's talk about where
yes.
the energy, when you're working with spirit, Where does the energy actually come from when you're healing somebody? We see people holding their hands out, and we know, obviously, we've been talking over the last few weeks that you actually can do hands-on healing. So, obviously, the energy does get channeled through your hands. But where does the energy come from when you are giving to somebody, maybe not so much in a hands-on way, but you are in a healing situation?
Yes. Now, well, in all cases, the situation is, friend, that you send out a prayer. So you begin it with an invocation. In the invocation, you are asking of the spirit world to be with you. You are asking in a sacred way. And in this case, what you are doing is you are opening up to the spirit world the team who will work with you. And yes, it's a team. It's not one individual, even though you may only relate to one individual, perhaps in your development or something like that. However, the situation is, friends, that when you are opening up to the spirit world, there will not just be the healer, the spirit guide healer, involved in your work. There will also be many others, scientists, and that kind of thing, different people who have different roles to play in the spirit world. And what they're doing is they are centering and sending their energy as well. And this is the energy which is helping to work with you. And this is the energy as well that their energy of love is coming through you and going into the client that you are healing. The situation then is that when you have conditions, perhaps, shall we say, if you are sending healing to someone else,
mm-hmm.
then actually what you are doing there in that aspect is that you are sending your thought, you are collecting your thoughts and sending out your prayer as an invocation or whatever. And you're saying certain words and then connected to specific names, perhaps. And maybe you even have a vision of this person, if it's someone that you know. Maybe it is not a vision of the person because you know them, but perhaps it's a vision of their vibration. That's a different kind of connection with your sensitivity. And sometimes people can almost sense someone visually, and yet it's not a visual experience. It's a sensing of their aura, sensing their energy, connecting with their energy in that way is something which can be so beautiful for you as a healer and for them also to receive that energy, because after all, you are giving it in free will service to that person, and you are doing it in a divine way. You're connecting with God, after all, connecting with that aspect of yourself, which is of purity, that aspect which is God as well. Don't forget, friend, your spirit is a part of God, as you are, and that is why you are sacred in that respect. It's also why you must respect yourself. How on earth do you think the condition is going to reach from the spirit world if you don't respect yourself? If you regard yourself with light attitude, if you think that you are poor, then you will be poor. If you think you are of poor mind, then you will fail to raise your vibration to the level which exalts that which is God, which is of your pure spirit state.
So we know that sometimes we feel a pulling in our solar plexus when we say that, you know, we can feel the energy being taken from us, like, for instance, when you come through sometimes.
Yes, I try not to do that, but yes, that is quite true.
Or in other situations. You do feel a lot, obviously, through your solar plexus.
Yes.
So where does the healing energy come from when you are just giving in a situation? It doesn't come from the palm of your hands.
When you're holding
your hands there, offering your...
It actually comes from your solar plexus, even if you're putting your hands out.
Okay, right.
Yes.
Well, this is what I wanted to explain to everybody and get down to.
However, there may well be situations where the person, the giver, who is mentally saying it's coming out of my hands, actually directed that way. But actually, and that, of course, is a matter of development as well. What I'm saying is that you don't have to sit there with your palms outward toward the person like you're warming your hands on them or something like that.
Or you see it, and when I first started many years ago, yes. we were taught to put our hands on our lap, palms up, facing in a giving way.
Yes, quite
to
so.
Whoever we were directing our energy to.
Absolutely.
So I suppose in a way it can be a form of politeness in knowing, showing that you are in a giving posture to that person, but it's not necessary
at all. It's just a something that you were taught, and that actually, figuratively speaking, you may think that you are doing more by doing it, but all I'm saying is that actually, if you are just sitting there respectfully upright and you're not slouching in your chair or smoking a cigarette or drinking coffee or whatever, but that you are being respectful to the situation, then you are also being respectful to Spirit. And Spirit will engage with you. And if you are just sitting there with your knees closed tight together, and you are sitting there with your feet together, flatly on the floor, and your hands in your lap, then you will feel the experience of a pulling from your solar plexus. Shall we say then, if this is in a situation like we are doing at this time. Mm-hmm. And that what the giver would experience would be a slight tug, almost as though there's a piece of string or rope coming through your physical state. Mm-hmm. It may be a little unpleasant at times, and if it gets to that extent, then you have to, some would say, ask them to do it a little less, please, because it's not actually necessary, or it shouldn't be necessary. I mean to say, in the situation that we have here, the reason why we brought this about in this way, using the vortex system, which is kindly by permission of yourself in the first instance and through your energy, that this situation is quite simply so that we would not be that drain on people. That doesn't mean to say that we're trying to drain it all from you either, dear friend. Obviously,
thank you very much.
We try to give everything back that we borrow, and it is only a borrowed situation. But all I'm saying is that sometimes when you as a witness are observing interaction with the spirit world by someone else, you may at times feel a pulling in the solar plexus, and that's quite all right. You may at times feel the same sensations if you are coming to a place, a dwelling, which has geophysical stress or something like that. You may not. It isn't necessarily always a telltale sign. It may be something which actually happens when you are in the presence of someone who needs healing, and that is a first indication, possibly, by the spirit world, because they're interacting with you through your solar plexus. You are experiencing a fluttering, perhaps, in your solar plexus, and that also will be a condition which lets you know that the spirit world are very close, that they're at hand, and that they are also understanding the situation. So you just give of yourself to them in that moment, and all is well. And then you will experience less and less of that sensation and feeling as you allow the spirit world not to control your mind necessarily. We're not asking people to fall off a bridge or anything like that. What we're doing is, this is a very giving, a giving situation, a giving sensation as well, by the medium, by you, the medium, or the practitioner, to the client, to the person you are trying to help through your free will.
So if there was we had a patient, and then we had a circle of us around the patient who was sat on a chair in the middle,
yes.
And we were sending that person healing as
yes.
a group.
Yes.
Okay, we wouldn't have to put our hands in a giving posture.
No.
Toward them. Okay.
No, you wouldn't.
And the energy that we would be sending them would be coming from our solar plexus?
Yes. And also would be directed via the spirit team working with you around the auric field of the physical person as well. So that, say, in, as you have just said, friends, if it's a group of people, shall we say a group of eight people,
mm-hmm.
and they're sitting in a circle around someone who needs healing, and it may well be, of course, that the person is actually told, that the group is actually told that the healing has to be transferred in a specific way, maybe one direction or another.
Mm-hmm.
Then this, obviously, is something which the group has to come to grips with. And this is partly about visualization in the mind,
mm-hmm.
but it's also partly to do with the group's actual sensation of how they send energy. And what you have to have in your mind when you are doing this, if you, shall we say, it's that you are told that you have to send it in an anti-clockwise direction, usually directed specifically for people with very specific needs to do with negativity or attachment phases or something like that, but it's not every time. So it's really due to certain specific conditions that the client patient is suffering from. Then what you would be doing is that, quite simply, you would actually be channeling your energy in a circular motion. You will be sending it to your right. It doesn't matter where to your right, just to your right. And if everybody in the group does that, you then bring about a circular energy and you will begin to feel it. Almost as though there is actually a wind passing you. Mm. And it will be going in that specific direction. And gradually, as the momentum builds, you will find your vibration lifting at the same time. You will feel also a sensation of pulling from your solar plexus at the same time as you are giving to the sensation. Because you are connecting with God. You are connecting with that which is pure and beautiful. Your connection with the spirit world at that point is almost at a state of bliss. And I do believe that many people, when they are in this situation, this beautiful collective harmonic that you are bringing about in this circle group, is something which is both beneficial to the patient. And also, perhaps, shall we say, if there's a medium actually with the patient at the time in the middle of the circle, that it will help to illuminate the patient, and also that energy will be driven through the medium present, who is perhaps giving hands-on healing in some way, maybe a Reiki practitioner, maybe someone else. They may be working with spirit directly or indirectly. It matters not. What matters is that you are giving in the moment. You are bringing about that presence, that healing situation. And you are giving of yourself. And you are connecting with spirit in the purest way possible.
Oh, and I'd like to thank anybody who may be with us for the first time on Spirit's Work today. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're discussing healing. If you have a question that you'd like to ask Gregory about today's subject, it's toll-free. Give us a ring on 877-876-5227. That's the US. Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or direct line, international call is 001-530-876-3222. How is it? I know that, I think some people find it difficult to understand the concept of healing people through clothing. How does the spirit world enable? I know that it's because probably you're going to say something about it. It's a physical thing. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Clothing. But still, how can you be that specific like you are? I know you are. And so very specific. When healing through clothing.
Yes. Well, of course, now let's just talk about clothing for a moment. For the client who is having healing, it is always best to advise a client, really, to wear something which is perhaps just a little bit loose-fitting. You don't want to be having a client in tight clothes, in trousers or jeans or something like that they're struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be something which they are going to be able to relax in, That's the whole point, really. Mm-hmm. Now, to talk about the actual directiveness of energy through the clothing, well, naturally, of course, it doesn't make any difference whether the person has an overcoat on, really.
No, I know. It's really weird. I know many people have asked this, that,
yes.
You know, because you are using somebody else's hands and they are actually physically on the clothes. And I know you were saying last week about lasers and different things,
yes,
that come out of the fingers of the healer, maybe.
Sometimes. Depending upon the development or the need.
Yes, or at least the energy anyway.
Certainly.
So, I don't know. It baffles. It's quite baffling, really.
Yes, well, picture this then, my dear friend, that what you have is that the instrument in the spirit world is placed into a very specific position. Then what you are looking at is not what is coming out of the end product, but the target point.
Okay, now, the instrument you're saying is the medium.
Yes, so I'm saying that, well, no, not necessarily. I'm saying it may well be an instrument which is constructed in the spirit world.
Okay.
So it may well be an instrument that those scientists in the spirit world have been able to manufacture and bring about, and then that they are able to actually direct it at a specific target point. Now, what I'm saying, friend, is that the target point may well be somewhere inside the client. You understand?
Yes.
It's not going to be on the surface unless they've got skin cancer.
Mm.
It's going to be somewhere inside them.
Mm.
So it will be possibly... Now, we may well be talking about how to heal specific cells, perhaps, to do with cancer or something like that, or to redirect those cancerous cells into behaving in a different way. Then what we are actually doing is we are pinpointing the target as where those cells are. And what the client will feel is a sensation in that area, but no, not necessarily will not feel any other sensation other than perhaps a small amount of warmth or a great deal of heat pinpointed in one specific place. That is the entry point. But it's to say that because spirit energy is non-physical,
mm-hmm,
at the point of when it makes contact with the physical being, what you are actually observing is the pathway created by the spirit energy. Then the target point is where the actual business happens. That's where the actual spirit energy is confined into a very specific point that may be targeted at specific cells. It may well be, for example, that what has to be arranged are the various different sinews or structure, muscular structure, of the clients themselves. Perhaps this is something that was brought about because they twisted their ankle or their wrist or something like that, or perhaps they strained a ligament, or perhaps it's a ligament that actually needs some repairing, as we have done before in people and animals. So the situation is then that you have to try to keep it as still as possible, and actually what we do is then we target the spirit energy to that point. If you can imagine, friend, that you have a physical laser on your side of life, but you don't actually see the beam. What you see is where it hits its target.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point of contact. So what we do is we measure the spatial integrity between the actual instrument and the target point. And that is the place of where the energy needs to be placed. And so it is then sent there, at that specific place in your physical time and space.
Okay. What other sort of instruments is there then? Apart from lasers?
What I'm saying really is that that's the predominant instrument that we use.
Right.
But the situation happens to be, now if you can imagine a wavelength, and that a wavelength has a specific focal gravity, that means that it is actually... the point of where it is at the bottom of the wave, mm-hmm, and the top of the wave is its specific gravity.
Okay.
So its depth, if you like, if
mm-hmm,
you will. And what we do is we use certain technology to balance different senses of wavelength. And this means then that we target the wavelengths to appear at a specific point within the client to give them healing. And very much of this is very much what people have a sense of when they're feeling pulsing-like energy through their physical state from perhaps the healer's hands or something like that. And it's this warm pulse-like energy which is radiating through the client, and that is actually what is happening at that time. It's a waveform that we send from the spirit world. And of course, the actual director for this waveform is the energy of love. And that is the energy which is derived from the spirit world in the first place, from all of those many hundreds of beings who work in this way.
What happens to, last week you were talking about how the energy, we had a caller who had energy that you said that they had their, they needed to use the healing energy that they had, that it was building up in them, in their system.
Yes, that's right.
And it was giving them problems, really.
Yes,
so
of
you explained
course.
That this was what was happening to them.
Yes, that's right.
Can you expand on that a little?
Yes, of course. Now, this actually comes about if a person is perhaps reluctant to use their spirit energies, their spiritual gifts. Or perhaps for some reason may feel that they're not quite ready, may be doubting themselves. Have you heard this before? Yes, I expect you have. And the situation is, you see, my dear friends, that when you doubt yourself, you're doubting spirit, and you're doubting them and their word, that you're doubting their deeds through you. So does this mean then that you're giving them disrespect? Yes, it does. It means to say, of course, however, that you need to be careful with whom you are developing with in the spirit world. I'm not about to change your spirit guides or helpers or those that you have developed with. But what I'm saying is that it may be at times that those who have developed with you thus far are not necessarily going to be the ones that actually carry it through to the end. Those spirit guides who began with you as healing guides, perhaps, to do with your healing work with human beings or animals, it may well be that those beings only are there for a certain amount of time, and then the situation becomes transient and they're off towards someone else. Not because you've done anything wrong, but because someone else needs that specific energy to help them up to a specific point. So, coming back to the situation, and this is all relevant because, quite simply, some people feel, as I say, that they doubt themselves and therefore they don't actually use the spirit energy they have. They've made the agreement already with the spirit world, perhaps. Perhaps they haven't. Perhaps it's something that person feels that the spirit world, in a sense, have just taken for granted, and they're just carrying that person on willy-nilly. They're just carrying them along on the wave tide of that superior energy or loving vibration that comes from their enclave, if you like, who are working with you. So what I have to say, friend, is that if you are a person in this situation and you want to carry on working for spirit, then you need to work. And that's what the work, job, and description implies, that you need to use that energy. So go out and help someone, be of service to someone. Then you will find that that energy dissipates. Doesn't go completely, but you'll find that the difficulty that you have with that energy at times, perhaps because it is, maybe it's making your heart flutter or something like that, or it's giving you palpitations or some form. Maybe it's even making you sweat. It might actually even leave you a bit gasping. And as I say, what you really need to do in those situations are generally when the spirit world are coming too close to you as a physical being. Why don't they know that already? You haven't told them. And it doesn't mean to say that just because you're working with the spirit world that they instantly know everything. They don't. What's in your mind is in your mind. And you have the free will to let it out, to tell those in the spirit world or not. But my understanding and my answer to you over this question is that you need to physically tell them. Tell them to step back. Tell them to do this. Tell them to do that. If they don't, then you must try to pull yourself out of that condition. And then start again, because perhaps it may well be that the spirit group or the person involved from the spirit world is perhaps in a stuck somewhere, perhaps within the mechanism that has been running for your benefit, on your behalf, that you've actually become stuck, or they have become stuck in your aura for some reason, and they cannot extricate themselves. This is something that you have to remember. This is a give-and-take situation on both sides of the veil. So at times it may well be that those who are working with you, just by pure accident, really, yes, accidents do happen all the time, both in the spirit world and the physical state. And at times it can be that those in the spirit world make a mistake, or perhaps, especially if it's during your development for a specific purpose. This can readily happen, but especially in conditions of physicality, where the spirit medium and the spirit interaction is becoming much more physical, on a physical level, on an actual physical level that you can feel. It's palpable, it's understandable that you actually feel sensations around you, and you feel spirit moving through you, morphing within you, and actually perhaps helping you in many different ways. So you please must understand that if something gets too much, say it's too much. I cannot do that. If they don't, it's not because they're trying to overcome you, but it may well be that they're in a predicament themselves and they cannot extricate themselves, in which case you need help. So if you have a partner, then tell them you need help. Perhaps you will need to come behind that medium and actually help that spirit to extricate themselves away. You see?
Okay.
I know it all sounds a bit complex. Mm. It isn't really. I'm just trying to cater here for every given situation.
Well, if anybody doesn't understand, they can phone us.
Absolutely,
toll free in the US, it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And the international call is 001-530-876-3222. You see, I don't think people always automatically think that it's lack of development. When we think of lack of development, we think of our own lack of development. We don't think of it as being a problem for the spirit being. You know,
yes,
I think very often people, you know, spirit know everything. Well, spirit don't know anything.
No, they don't. No, they have to be trained as well.
Yes.
They're not all angels, and in actual fact, that's quite a rarity.
Yes.
It's not as common as people think.
Yes. So basically, and communication is the key, isn't it, there,
yes.
Really?
And I'm not saying either by that remark that you are people who are working with lesser beings. Mm. I am just saying that the energy situation is that, in fact, most of the guides and helpers who work with you, my dear friends, are ordinary people, just like me.
Who have trained in the spirit world and then have come to utilize it and find people who they blend with energy-wise, vibration-wise.
Yes.
Which is why, again, they tend to move on, because as you develop, your vibration changes, and maybe do you think we outgrow certain guides in a way? You know, I don't mean we elevate ourselves beyond them.
I just mean that they train
to do a certain thing, and then when our vibration changes,
Their task is finished.
Unless you keep on with that own development. But the spirit guides maybe only want to go a specific way anyway.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Some of them, you see, have trained for a very specific purpose. Perhaps it is to get one person from one state of vibration to another, one state of understanding to another, one state of giving to another.
Mm.
And then once that state of giving has been achieved, don't forget, friend, it's a state of giving to the spirit world through your beautiful divine love. That is what you are doing. That's what you are creating, that field of vision and beauty between your physical state and your spirit and their spirit. And what you are doing is when you get to that vibrational state, then they simply say, ah, yes, another perfect specimen. I will leave now and go and do my work with someone else.
Mm, have a specific task.
So, and that's not to say that they are then in deficit because they've done that. Doesn't mean to say that they're lesser beings, as you quite rightly point out, Ben, that they're lesser beings because they've done that, quite simply because they're teachers. And the reason for this is that everyone is a teacher to someone else. You are a teacher, perhaps, to many hundreds or if not thousands of beings. Everyone is. Everyone learns something from someone else. You even learn something from a fetus who has not been born, who was stillborn. You learn from that relationship as well, because you blend with that child spirit, that purest part of God.
Okay. While we're on the subject of guides.
Yes.
Calling cards,
friend.
Yes.
Yes, little nuances which come through the relationship of the spirit guide with you. And they can be little physical touches, they can be sensations or feelings that you acknowledge through your sensitivity. And what do you do when you acknowledge it? Oh, yes, I feel this energy here. Hello. Hello, friend. Say hello. And then that being will connect with you. The energy you are connecting with is their specific energy. Yes.
Hello, caller?
Hello there, Sylvie. How are you?
Oh, hello. Friend. We're talking of loving energies. Yes. Hello.
You know my voice by now, don't you?
Of course. I know your vibration, friend.
Thank you. Yes. That feels good. I can feel the warmness around me.
Yes.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I just got online here on the internet and just started hearing you guys speak. I didn't catch the beginning, but I wanted to share a little bit with you these six statements, if I could, Sylvie.
Yes, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Carry on, yes.
I found this little website called The Wonders. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Gregory, but I wanted to share this with you and with the listeners out there.
Yeah.
And I think this is pretty profound. And what each person takes from it is their own. And how they use it in the world is their own. Free will, free choice. But this is what I like to say. The first statement, existence is but an extension of yourself. The second, I am sufficient. The third, I am limitless. My choices reflect my limitlessness. The fourth, that which you are is that which I am, and that which I am is that which you are. The fifth, that which you choose, you do so out of joy. And the sixth, all that I am is love, all that you are is love. And I just thought I might share that with you.
That's lovely.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And this is from thewonders.com. It's just a little website I found, all one word. And I wanted to share that with the spirit world and with the listeners out there.
Thank you.
And God bless.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. Thank you.
With love and
thank you,
dear friend. With love and light to you, Gregory.
Yes, thank you so.
Bye bye.
Friend.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
On the subject of calling cards, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. On the subject of calling cards, is it possible that, for instance, you get a guide, a healing guide working with you when you first start healing, and, okay, you get a certain specific calling card from them, like you say, a little touch or a little...
Yes.
A cold or hot spot somewhere, a little stroke or whatever.
Yes.
Is it possible that that calling card can be used then by another guide? So it's the same calling card because you've got comfortable with it, but it's a different guide when they change? So not to alarm, I mean, it's up to...
It is possible. However, some might say that that would be surreptitiously perhaps morphing from one to another, and that it may even be held as being something of an illusion.
Mm. Or deception.
Oh, deception to
well,
that
this is
person.
It. This is why I wondered. I mean,
yes.
Many people wouldn't mind, and obviously if it was somebody who was quite nervous anyway,
then, I understand that.
Maybe in the long run that might be, and possibly they didn't know their names, or even if they were male or female or anything like that.
Yes, quite so. No.
So, you know, maybe it would, in those instances, just be something that would be, do you know what I mean, that would, would be in their benefit.
In their interest,
yes.
But, however, I would have to say that what would be the case in every single situation is that they would not be able to, that new spirit energy would not be able to measure and mimic, if you like, the previous energy's vibration.
No.
So that you, as a physical being, would be aware of a sudden change, a shift in the vibration from one being to another. So it may well be that the calling card is the same, but that the vibration suddenly shifts, almost as though it's a different being, quite simply, because it is.
Mm.
You see?
Yes.
But it should never be as of a deception. It should always be open, and that the condition is then, would normally be that the spirit involved would present themselves in a different state. Also, using a different calling card as well, coupled with the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
So as to let you know, as a physical person, that the situation has changed.
Mm-hmm.
The love vibration will also be different, of course, as love. Although, being that it is the universal energy of all things, actually can vary from one person to another depending upon their own specific vibration index and how that actually affects the palpability, the actual state of love as it comes from them to you.
We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left,
yes.
But we know that guides, when they work with you, they don't necessarily have to be that close to you even. To feel that they are very strongly with you.
Exactly.
Is this the same with healing?
Well, no, not usually. Healing is something which is actually fairly closely tied to the physical being. I'll just say this just quickly before you bring about this caller, that the tie is that it may well be that the healing guide is in the same room, but or maybe even up close and in the auric field of the medium themselves. You see?
Okay,
yes.
We could always expand on it another time.
Of course.
Hello, caller.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, friend.
Hello.
I have a question, if you can answer for me, Gregory.
Yes.
That is, I do crystal healing work, and work primarily with Vogel crystals. Can you tell me any of the guides that are working with me?
Well, my dear friend, any of the guides who are with you at this time, the situation is, my friend, that I would have to have your specific gravity, which means that I need your birth date and your birth name in order to be able to specifically do this, because
okay.
You are somewhere else upon the planet, and I cannot place myself at your disposal in an instant in that way.
Okay.
And however we would be...
It's the sort of thing that we do in our Akashic readings.
Yes, quite so.
If you go onto our website...
Okay.
Okay, that's spirit-teaching.com, and look up Akashic readings, but that is... you would find that specifically out in, and much more than that, if you booked up for an Akashic reading.
Yes, but I just have to say quickly, though, my dear friend, that using specific mineral stones and that kind of thing during the practice of healing is actually has very, because they have very specific properties tied to their mineralization as a part of the earth spirit, it actually means to say that you are using and blending your own healing energies with the spirit world through the actual crystals themselves or
right.
whatever. And you are using the crystal to amplify that energy. That may not necessarily be something that is necessary in every case, because the situation actually comes from you and your work, not necessarily with the crystals, because that is something on a physical level, but actually with you and the spirit world. So really, my friend, I have to say that the energy is much more directed through you, and what you're doing is you're using the crystal as a focus of attention.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, my intention is what's doing the healing work, or my intention for the healing to occur is what's actually doing it.
Yes, and that is really through your spirit, friend.
Yeah.
Quite so. And it's really to do with the sensation of proximity that we are looking at. And that what you actually do then is that specific stones, as I say, minerals have specific properties. And they also have a certain specific vibration index state, which is, as I say, amplifies a unique part of the spirit that is the earth.
Okay, well, we have to go now. I'm afraid, what was your name?
John.
John, oh, well, thanks very much for your call. And
thank you, John.
Like I say, we would need your date of birth and your full name at birth. It's on your birth certificate for an Akashic reading. So
okay.
If you go to our website, it's www.spirit-teaching.com.
Okay? All right, thank you.
Well, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Good day.
Bye-bye.
Then, with love and light, then, my dear friends, I understand this is time for me to leave now. And we thank you and bless you, as always. May God be in your every breath and every thought of your motion, every step of your walk of life. May peace be upon you. God bless.
Thank you, Gregory. I'd like to say thank you for anybody that joined us today. It's been wonderful, and thank you very much for your calls. Do join us again on Monday for our next show. And do visit our website, spirit-teaching.com, and email us on enq@spirit-teaching.com if you would like to talk to us about anything, okay? My name is Sylvie Avery. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.